Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be sunny. We'll have a high around the mid-70s. In Kenosha right now, it is 50 degrees, 55 in Burlington. Milwaukee's 54, also 55 degrees in Racine. The mayor's ad hoc advisory group on the proposed event center on Racine's lakefront met for the first time since the recent election. While both candidates publicly stated they opposed the multi-million-dollar facility, the planning process will continue, at least until the Common Council votes whether to conduct Phase 2. Interim Mayor Dennis Weiser, who went through the different financial projections and the milestones for the $55 million facility and the privately developed hotel to come alive, also noting misinformation about the project from both campaigns that will need correcting for the public. The mayor indicated that the members are also going to have a lot of work still to be done, so they're not going anywhere yet.
Electing a new mayor should not change the status of this committee. My expectation is that the council will be respected and this committee will continue, whether it's me talking, whether it's a new mayor talking, whether they choose to send staff. This is a valuable committee. Your questions today were wonderful, and it's the stuff we need to hear as we move forward with this, so my anticipation is that we will continue with this committee.
Mayor Weiser adding that the Intergovernmental Revenue Sharing Fund dollars, that's all part of the equation, money that also has, he said, restricted use.
With all municipalities, with Racine, Mount Pleasant, Sturtevant, Caledonia, that money can only go to large-scale capital projects. We can't use it for fixing up parks and so on. These monies are very restricted on where they can go. As we go through budgets, the public gets upset because they have their pet categories. They want to steal money from this other category. It's not usually that simple.
The list of milestones like naming rights, the hotel, the hockey team, the TIF district, room tax, plus the revenue projections are all still a work in progress going forward, said Weiser, who added he'll be talking with Mayor-elect Corey Mason soon about the project, the committee, and related matters. The next meeting of the ad hoc board to focus in on the operational costs of the event center. Mason's going to be taking over as mayor in Racine, of course, on November 7th. The Veterans Home Complex in Union Grove is going to be getting some upgrades, $1 million approved for that by the State Building Commission. Included will be changes to workstations and the reception desk, as well as to the elevators inside the 120-bed skilled nursing Boland Hall. There's also the new roof to go onto the Maurer Hall complex that will replace the existing covering, which is 44 years old, said to be the original from when the building was constructed. A formal ribbon cutting took place yesterday in Caledonia for the new 24-bed memory care wing at the St. Monica Senior Living Facility. Jim Ladwig, representing S.C. Johnson, Chairman and CEO Fisk Johnson, he said, and the company all concerned about the well-being of the community. That's why they got involved.
There's a growing need in our community for memory care. And as a result of that, St. Monica's has stepped up and we are excited to play a small role in that process because it will not only provide quality care, it'll allow seniors to stay closer to home and families won't have to travel as far to visit their loved ones.
S.C. Johnson contributing $300,000 to help fund the new memory care wing. The Racine County budget for 2018 from County Executive Jonathan Delagrave includes a $25,000 donation to the facility. Mary Jo Sullivan, who chairs the board of directors, noted St. Monica's has now been serving the Racine area for 46 years, and the number of seniors is growing. That's why it was felt additional memory care facility space was needed. Yesterday in Racine, a couple of people got hurt and 7 adults and 2 children were displaced by a fire that occurred in the 300 block of 11th Street, a multi-unit building. Everybody was able to get out, but 2 residents did suffer some burns. A pregnant woman taken to the hospital, some burns to the hands. A man also burned. He fled the scene, though, before he could be dealt with by rescue personnel. How the fire began is still under investigation at this point. The damage was figured at about $30,000. The fire itself was only contained to the living room of the one unit of the building, but there was smoke all throughout the complex, and that's why the Red Cross was brought in to offer help for temporary housing. A dozen people arrested in Racine County yesterday. WRJN's Janet Hoff says this is all with active family violence-related warrants out for them.
For the fourth year, Racine County law enforcement agencies and the Domestic Violence Task Force took part in the annual Family Violence Apprehension Detail, a national effort to help raise awareness of the problem of family and domestic violence. The detail is also designed to demonstrate to offenders that they will be held accountable for their actions. Locally, 84 warrant service attempts were made throughout the county, resulting in a dozen arrests. The Racine County Sheriff's Office, along with the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Caledonia, Sturtevant, and Burlington Police Departments, participated in the detail, along with members of the countywide Domestic Violence Task Force. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The issue of speeding and reckless driving on Erie Street in Racine from Melvin Avenue to 3 Mile Road, that is something that the Traffic Commission took seriously when a bunch of folks showed up at City Hall asking for help. And that's why they, the commission, supported a staff recommendation to visually try to reduce the size of the street. City engineer John Rooney noting it's 46 feet wide curb to curb, and there's room for both parking and painted bike lanes within that.
Typically, we need a minimum of 8 foot for parking lane. A minimum bike lane that is marked is 5 feet. That would leave you 12 foot travel lanes in each direction. Kind of wide by city standards. Our typical city streets, 36 foot face to face. If you get 8 foot of parking on each side, it gives you 10 foot for bidirectional traffic. We don't mark center line on local streets, but it's plenty of room for passenger cars to go back and forth.
Rooney explaining the recommendation to incorporate this into the 2018 paving program is because this year's pavement marking effort is done ahead of the changing and especially cooler weather.
They're even more time-consuming and expensive when this isn't an operation we do this time of year. All the painting stuff's been mothballed for the winter. But I think if we get out there in a routine program starting usually in May, engineers could lay out the pavement markings. I think this would be something that we might want to consider to install. Unless the Common Council thinks it needs to be installed immediately, and I guess we'll unmodel all the equipment.
The council can approve the recommended bike lane painting effort for next year or tell the Public Works Department, if the weather allows, get it done this year. The panel was also told that a double fatality that occurred along Spring Street, which was part of the impetus for folks to speak up about the situation, that was officially, according to the police department, the result of excessive speed. Contract for managing the city of Racine's bus system, now called Ride Racine after years of branding as the Bell Urban System, well, it's going to again be First Transit based out of Cincinnati. They handle bus and paratransit services all over the country. City purchasing agent Kathy Casper telling the Transit and Parking Commission, First Transit was really the only response on the request for a proposal.
We put it out to three various vendors. There's not a lot of people that provide these services and can easily provide them and come in. Unfortunately, we only received one response. I did follow up with the other two agencies repeatedly and have not gotten any feedback as to why they didn't reply.
If eventually approved by the Common Council, the proposed five-year contract with First Transit would replace an extension of the old contract approved last year by the Alderman at $159,000. Kenosha-based Snap-on Incorporated with an increase in profits and revenue in the third quarter, despite losing $8 million in sales due to the hurricanes. Net income went up by 1.3% for the quarter. Over the same period a year ago, revenue up by 8.4%. Most of that increase driven by additional revenue from acquisitions. Snap-on reporting sales increased by 2.3%. And the Gateway Technical College Board is set to meet next Tuesday morning in Elkhorn, and among the agenda items, finalization of the budget levy and the mill rate for the current school year. The fiscal year 2018 budget approved by the board back in May included a total tax levy of $32.9 million and a rate of just over 83 cents per thousand assessed valuation, based on the assumption that property values in the three-county district would remain flat. Well, the State Department of Revenue says those values went up by an average of 3.9%. That means the tax rate drops about 2 cents. That's a 1.1% increase over the previous year. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.